For an irresistible taste you can't say no to, grab some CC's. Australia's favourite corn chips, just say CC's.
Oh, it's Golding, got him out of the nose. He shook him off his feet and then put the three-ball in.
Yes, the star, of course, of the NBL champions, Melbourne United. Welcome to you, Goldie.
G'day, boys. How are we doing?
Oh, Goldie. Now, Jim, I know we've spoken to Goldie about this before, but
yes.
What about this year, 2018? Let me run through what he's done.
Do it.
Champions in the NBL, of course, in Melbourne United. MVP, best on ground, the Norm Smith medalist.
That's it.
The Commonwealth Games gold medal, there Boomers.
Yes.
Signed a 2-year deal with Melbourne United on plenty. They had to get rid of a couple of blokes for old Ando had to go. So that. Also, just been to China and back, as they say, and got engaged to the lovely Molly. That is one hell of a year.
Yeah, we've been busy.
You have.
The running joke is when you win a championship in basketball, you get a ring. So
yes.
I always said when I got a ring, I'd give Molly one. So that was about 6 weeks ago. What a bloody romance.
Tell us about that. How did you do it?
I was in Laguna Beach over there in California.
Not just down the road.
He didn't go to the Stoke House.
Laguna Beach.
Yeah, so I found a little sort of area on top of a cliff overlooking the water.
Oh.
Got down on one knee, was shaking like a leaf. It was good.
And she said yes straight away?
Yeah, well, she was up against the cliff, so she had to say yes.
Where's Mole from? Good Melbourne girl? Or?
No, we went to high school together.
In Gold Coast?
In Brizzy. Yeah. So all our family are up in Brisbane. She was born in Canberra. Banty that one around. But we grew up together in Brisbane.
Memo out to Frank and Sharon Van Handel down there at the Stoke House. Bill's not just the Stoke House.
That's
it's absolutely
right,
magnificent.
Especially
when we need a table. Now,
yes, Frank.
thank you.
I've never been.
Oh, no. You got to take the bride down there.
Take Molly
just
down
magnificent,
there.
Magnificent, the Stoke House.
That's no Laguna Beach.
No, exactly. We went recently to the footy, Goldie and I, and we sat up just quietly out of the way, Bill.
Oh, smacks. Who was there? You two.
Siddle was there.
Yep.
Who else did we? Oh, and we had Tim Rogers there.
We did.
In fine form too, the
Thank
great
God.
Front man of UMI, wasn't he?
He was rolling. The Carlton drafts came in
Good.
For the bounce, and he was up and about, the big fella.
He was.
Because Siddle wouldn't have one.
Yet, no, didn't.
You would have had two and would have been on your ear.
That was enough.
Yeah. How'd you go?
The old man's an athlete.
Yeah.
We had the big he had the big hat on, Timmy. We almost couldn't see the ground behind his great big cowboy hat. And at one stage, Bill, I laughed. It would only be relevant to people who can remember the 70s. The ball got held up somewhere halfway down the ground, and he just stood up, Timmy, and given it the long bombs to the snake, he reckons.
Loaf Snake Baker.
Said Snake Baker. Hasn't played for us since 1978.
Phil Baker.
He's gone back to Phil Baker. Timmy.
Long bombs to the
mate,
snake.
He is hilarious to sit at the footy with.
It was really funny, and I was hearing things that, as you say, you hadn't heard in a long time, and for me, I had never heard before, so it was a good experience.
Well, that wasn't the Geelong game when you got lost then, was it?
No, it was the week before.
No, he was in China, Bill. Oh, right. He wasn't interested in
that. How was China? I see that. I saw you won the first two games very easily, and I thought I'd just check in because I like watching me volleyball and basketball. And you got smashed by the Chinese in that last game.
Yeah, the last game. The dead rubber got to us. Mm. We were a few of the boys were trying to get down to the silk markets and check out the ins and outs of Beijing, and it got the better of us. But a good two wins to start and wrap up the series.
I think they had to win that last game, the Chinese, or might have been some...
Listen to Bill. Where'd you pick that up from, Bill?
Well... I follow it pretty. I look into it, Jim, between the lines.
Tell me this.
I think they were told to win or else.
Chris just said it in the break. Tell me this. We've got the Olympics coming up in Tokyo.
Yep.
In what, 2 years' time?
2020, yeah.
2020.
Olympics.
We surely, with yourself at the helm, surely are going to be putting our best ever male basketball foot forward, given who we can pick from, Ben Simmons, etc.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the plan. And it starts, at the moment we're going through the World Cup qualifiers.
Yes,
so next year in China is the World Cup, cool. 2019.
China.
Big event. Hopefully we'll have majority, if not all, of our lineup there. And it's sort of that 12 to 18 month building block towards bringing home our first ever gold medal.
So the World Cup for
Joe Ingles.
Well, who have we got? Because you've got all the big hitters, haven't we?
Ingles, Mills, Bogut, Dellavedova, Thon Maker, Ben Simmons, Dante Exum.
Bill.
Aaron goes Baines. On and on. Bainesy.
Bainesy.
How could I forget?
Have a listen to the names.
I know, Jim. How's Thon going?
Bill, there's no G on the end of it. It's not Thon.
No, Thon, you idiot. Maker.
they're in town. Him and Deli are in town at the moment. So we go into Boomers camp tomorrow. We've got a bit of a training camp over the weekend. We head to Japan on Monday. Deli and Thon are here. So Thon's first taste of Boomers basketball. We're excited to get him into the mix.
Exactly. And then you take on the Philippines.
Yep. Japan.
Anyone
Tokyo.
Over 6 foot?
And then, yes.
I've never seen a tall Filipino.
They're a mad basketball nation. We're playing in a stadium that fits 55,000 people and they're tipping it to sell out. So
in the Philippines?
In Manila. So it's the biggest basketball stadium in the world and they are just bonkers for basketball. So it's going to be a crazy game.
Interesting that an Australian sort of mum and dad would decide to call their son Thong.
Thong. Well, he's Sudanese, isn't he?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Sudanese, big boy.
We need to get to a break because there's more to discuss with our man Chris Golding.
Let's take a break. Oh!
For CC's, Chris Golding is in the studio.
All right, Goldie, when you come in, we actually ask you all the hard questions about basketball because we got no idea.
That's right.
Ben Simmons has just torn it up in season one. But the question is, with his shooting in what we would call in football general play.
Off court.
So not layups or anything, actually shooting from range. Yeah. Is he ever going to develop that to the point where it'll match the rest of his game?
I think, did you just say off court?
Well, I was just wondering how he's shooting.
I think he'll develop it to a point where he has to be respected. At the moment, we saw in the playoffs where teams played off him so much that it kind of made it difficult for him to be in a good rhythm, and it might have messed with him a little bit. But I think if he wanted to, they would have 6-7 staff on hand 24 hours a day. Whenever you want to shoot, let's go to the gym. We're getting work in. I think he'll develop to a point where it becomes respectable. But, I mean, we saw the season he just had without him shooting a three-pointer. Without making a three-pointer, I should say.
He did not make one three-pointer.
He didn't make a three-pointer. So to have that kind of impact without that.
I don't know the cat at all, but has he got that sort of ego that all the greats have where he will work on it just because he can't stand the fact that he's not then a complete player, or will that not matter to him?
I'm not sure. I haven't spent enough time with Ben. I've spent a little time a few years ago. So I don't know the type of person, the type of professional he is to comment on that. But if there's ever an area or a situation to be in, it's to be, the franchise player. Yeah. He if he wanted to, he would have just anyone willing to help him out.
Well, Bill's got a theory on him.
We're worried about him because the curse of the Kardashians.
Yes.
Normally you're found in a crack house or you're given the arse from the team. So that would be a worry if he's holding hands with...
that's Bill's learned view of it. You're found in a crack house or given the arse.
That's right, from your team.
I don't think he's going to get the arse anytime soon.
No.
Well, it depends. So either these other blokes who started dating all the Kardashians and then a couple of months there and some potion hits you and you're no good.
I think it's it's just maybe a part of professional sport that they have to try out.
Right.
Maybe it might not be a long-term thing. I don't want to comment on a man's personal life, but seems to be a thing plenty of them want to try out.
I'm worried about Ben. So we'll just have a chat to him, Jim, because I know him. We meet at the bot that night.
No, you don't know him at all, Bill.
At the where?
The bot. He's local. My local.
Bill's never even seen him in his life. Andrew Bogut, we're talking about the rings before. Andrew Bogut, of course, has a championship ring.
Yep.
He said to us, didn't he? He never wears it.
No.
He said, it's the most ridiculous.
It's too big.
It's probably worth about $2.5 million. He'd get his fingers chopped off by someone.
But he just said it's too sort of gaudy and ostentatious, and he just never wears it.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was the dream for you blokes. Once you win one of them, you just walk around and show it everywhere.
Where is yours?
During the celebrations, I think that's when you wear it. I know I wore mine for 3-4 days while we were doing the whole celebration afterwards.
Yep.
And mine is by no means close to the level that his would be, but they're a bit chunky.
Yeah, right.
Mm. Yeah.
Have you been invited out to his little basketball stadium?
Yeah, I've been there a couple of times.
All right, is it good setup?
Very good setup. Yeah. Very everything you'd need. I mean, more than everything you'd need. Full court, gym, pool, cold tub, hot tub, you name it, steam room.
Just build it for himself, didn't he?
Yeah.
Good on him. How's he? He'll be a star up there in Sydney.
Yeah, I think he will be. If he can stay healthy, he'll be the most, you know, the unique and dominant player that we've seen in this league.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
For someone who's number one overall NBA championship ring to come back and put back into our game is fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. And two years ago, he's had a rough trot with injuries. He's been healthy for pretty much a solid year. But 2 years ago at the Olympics, he was one of the best big men in the world. Mm. So he's not far removed from being elite, elite, elite. And I think we'll probably see him get back close to that.
Did I read where NBL executive director Larry Kesselman, who's turned the game on its head and been unbelievable for you boys, he has confirmed, Jim, a second team in Melbourne is expected to join in 2019-2020. Is that right?
You're telling me.
Oh, the Tigers. No,
I think as far as I know, that there is a team ready to go, which that is what led to Larry wanting to sell his majority stake in Melbourne United. I think he's ready to move that on and just run the league. And I think all the other clubs would agree that it's probably best for him to sell out of Melbourne United.
Yeah.
Especially with expansion coming.
So where would that club come from? What are you hearing?
Well, there's been a lot of speculation that it's coming from an AFL club.
Collingwood?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, hello.
Hang on.
Speculation.
Well, the Tigers.
The people that put
the Tigers.
Melbourne Tigers.
People I always hear about are Hawthorn, the Bombers, Collingwood, who knows? You guys would know Bombers. More than me.
The Bombers.
Is it?
That's what, I've heard that, actually. Right. Someone, Damo might have told me.
Well, I'm only saying to you that there's some Tigers boys from days gone by that have got the shits.
Oh,
so they'd like them to be the Tigers again?
Andrew and Leonard.
They're not happy.
I was at them at the Emerson. Remember they were building. I said, how good's that? The boys winning, United winning the... bullshit. They didn't even go to the game. They were at the Emerson having froffies and chatting to... Going right.
Trying to drink to forget.
they had cracked the sads.
Hey, what's coming up, please, for you? What's your next month, 2 months look like?
In the camp tomorrow with the Boomers. Training camp on the weekend. Japan. Flying to Japan on Monday. Jeez. We'll go to the Philippines.
Jeez.
Hopefully... that should be going close to a clean sweep of our World Cup qualifiers in the first group stage.
Beautiful.
And then come back and get stuck into some Melbourne United training.
All right, in time for your beloved Kangaroos to hit September nice and hard.
Yeah, I'm going to be campaigning to the coach to get rid of the afternoon session on Saturday so I can try and get to the game.
Nice.
And this documentary that's been aired on Fox Sports, tell us about that.
Do you have a look at it?
Not yet, but I will.
I think it's really good, and obviously I'm in probably a compromised position, but I think unless you hate Melbourne United...
Why would you?
Leonard.
Oh, I like those old Tigers.
I think even if you're just a general basketball fan, you'll find it a really cool documentary.
So what's it called? Dreams and Nightmares?
Dreams and Nightmares. And it just documents the season, the championship season we had. Our video guy started it in preseason, which we didn't know about, and went all the way through to game five of the grand finals. It's a really good watch.
And this man, Jim, the only player in NBL to score 50 points... in the new 40-minute game. The only player to do it.
That's it, Bill.
That's unbelievable.
What is it?
It's very good.
Unbelievable.
Goldie, great to see you. Good luck overseas. Not that you'll need it. We'll see you back September time.
And with Molly.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks, Bill.